welcome to Disciple Making Church Podcast. I'm your host, Lance Sumner, today, and we're glad you're with us. We hope that you like, share, and share this on any social media platform that you can, because we want to help as many churches become disciple-making churches as possible. I'm here today with Pastor Ken Adams of Crossroads Church and the founder of Impact Discipleship Ministries. And Pastor Ken, we've been doing a series on values, and where are we at with that series?
Yeah. Well, Lance, we're going to jump into that. We'll talk about that a little bit, but today's a great day, isn't it?
Yes.
Because today's your birthday, man. How about that, man? And so,
thanks, sir.
Man, want to wish you a happy birthday, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for being willing to host and be a part of our podcast, because, man, what better thing to do on your birthday than to, number one, to be working, right? Number two, to be talking about disciple making. Isn't that right, man?
I'm telling you, this gets me.
Yeah,
gets me.
You're a little passionate about that, aren't you, man? Yeah, fantastic. So, want us to talk a little bit more. We've been actually for the last several podcasts, I should say, we've been sort of focusing on what are the values of a disciple-making church. And so this is part of a series that I actually did back some months ago in our church. And so we talked about really what we consider to be the values. And values are important because they kind of, every organization, every family, every church ought to have values that sort of unite you and sort of help you move in the right direction. You know, we need to have our statement of faith. We need to know what we believe. We need those kind of things because those things never change. But values kind of help guide us in sort of our philosophy of ministry.
Kind of so, steer the ship.
Exactly. They keep you grounded and keep you in the same direction. So we've been talking about these values of a disciple-making church, and we've covered a number of them. But today we're going to talk about two of them. We're going to talk about the value of a disciple-making focus, and then we're going to talk about the value of scriptural authority. So to get us started, I want us to just take a look at just a short little clip from one of the messages that I did on the disciple-making focus.
Do you know that when Jesus said, go and make disciples, that was the focus that he wanted us to have till he came back. And if you're a church that doesn't have a disciple-making focus, then guess what? Any other focus you have is not right. Any other focus you have is not. You know, so Jesus didn't say, he didn't say, hey, go make worshipers of all nations. He didn't say, go make Bible scholars of all nations. He didn't say, go make servants of all. He didn't even say, go make evangelists of all nations. He said, go make disciples. And why did he say that? Because if you make a fully trained disciple that has the character and conduct of Christ, he will be a worshiper and he will be a servant and he will be a Bible student and he will be an evangelist. And the reason he told us to go to make disciples is because if we make disciples that look like him, it'll change the planet, for goodness sakes.
So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what we mean when we say having a disciple-making focus. And, you know, Lance, one of the things that I've discovered after, you know, 30-something years of being a pastor of a local church is that not every church... not every church has the value of disciple making. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that if the church's mission is to make disciples, how can we not have a focus? How can it not be not just one of the things we do, but it is the main thing that we do?
And I think a lot of churches think they have the value of making disciples, but truly, they've never defined the target to truly know if they're making them or not.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, and obviously we've talked about this a lot, but I think one of the distinctions, Lance, is that a lot of churches, and this is an important distinction, a lot of churches have discipleship, but are not disciple-making. And those are a part of each other, but they're different, right? Mm-hmm. So a church can have discipleship and still not be a disciple-making church because discipleship sometimes, and you've seen this, is that sometimes discipleship just becomes a program.
Something we do.
Exactly. And it's something that we add on to everything else that we do.
Or what's a new program for discipleship that we're going to do?
Exactly. And what happens is is that it kind of becomes just more, and it's not a bad thing, mm-hmm. it becomes Christian education, mm-hmm. but it is not producing a movement. Mm-hmm. Because when you're making disciple making, then that leads to disciples multiplying more disciples. And you know, when Jesus is the example of this, and when Jesus started the movement of Christianity, so he was not saying, hey guys, come check out my program or come pick and choose what you want. What he said, basically, I'm taking you somewhere. Mm-hmm. Jesus was saying, come follow me, come join me, and I'm going to take you from where you are, an unschooled, ordinary man, and I'm going to turn you into a world changer. I'm going to turn you into a disciple-making leader. So here's the difference. For Jesus, he wasn't giving his disciples a program. He was taking them through a process.
So based on that, this value of being a church that's values making disciples, it becomes part of their DNA of who they are, not something that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a part of everything you do. So you start to think, ask the question. So our outreach is mm-hmm. a part of making disciples. Our worship is a part of making disciples. Our connection or assimilation is a part of making disciples. Moving people into a development process, a discipleship group is a part of that. And then launching them into leadership is a part of a process. Mm-hmm. And so we like to say it like this around here, that what we do is that we try to help people become, go from untrained to fully trained by reaching the culture, inviting them into the crowd, connecting them to community, building up a core, and then sending out the called.
And with this value, even, I understand all those play into disciple making, but even the parking lot, even yes. the nursery, every aspect of the church is yes. part of the disciple making process. That's to help right. people take their next step.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. And so a lot of times what happens, in fact, this was true for my own leadership, for my own life, is that a lot of times we end up spending most of our lives in models of churches that are not disciple making, so we don't learn it from our experience. Mm-hmm. Maybe we go to seminary or have some kind of theological training, and we're taught a lot of really good things, but we're not taught how do you lead the church. So what we're committed to doing at Impact Ministries is that we're trying to just share what we've learned from the life of Christ. And mm-hmm. Jesus had a very, very clear mission to make disciples. He had a methodology of he was the model of that. And that was ultimately to produce a movement of multiplication. So this is an important value.
And I get that because the more I'm discipled by you, the more I realize that, when I got saved when I was 13, I was discipled how to do church.
Yeah.
But not discipled how to make disciples.
Yeah.
And that was that's the big difference with this value. Yeah. It's not about doing church. Yeah. It's about making disciples as Jesus did.
Yeah. And before we jump into our next value, let me just say this. I think that this is important because I hear a lot of pastors and people, I think, make a mistake in thinking that if you're doing discipleship, that's just about going deeper. Mm. But the truth is, if you're committed to disciple making, you're going deeper in order to go wider.
Yeah.
So if you're making disciples, it should be leading to growth. It should be because you're making more followers of Jesus, fully trained disciples, mm-hmm. and that means it grows and it increases. That's what happened in the book of Acts.
It did.
So
it supernaturally, it from the start to the finish, 120 to that's hundreds
right.
of thousands.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So the next value.
Yeah. So the next value is what we call scriptural authority. Mm. And quite honestly, it really should be the very first value that we talk about, because when we talk about scriptural authority, what we're saying is that everything we do comes out of God's word. And if it's not in God's word, we don't have any business doing it, to be honest with you. And so scriptural authority basically means that everything that we say and do is ultimately lines up with the word of God. Mm. I also talked about this in a weekend message, and I want to just take a minute and just let you see a short clip to kind of help set up a little bit of a discussion for that.
Let's take a look at that.
Let's look at our second value. It's called scriptural authority. Now, I'm going to tell you, this one is the most important one. They're all important, but this one is the most important one because everything we do comes back to this value. The only reason that we say we're culturally relevant is because it's biblical. The only reason that we say small groups are priority is because it's scriptural. The only reason that we say we have spiritually qualified leaders is because it's God's word says so. So this one right here is the most important. It may be the last one on the list, but it is the most important one in our church. And the reason it is because if you don't realize this, the Bible is the supreme authority for how you live your life. The Bible is the supreme authority for how you think and for how you feel and for how you live your life. And here's the problem is if you can't find it in Scripture, we got no business doing it. If you can't find it in the Word of God, you got no business doing it in your life, and we got no business doing it as a church. You know, years ago, there was this thing that pastors used to do. It was real popular in a lot of churches. You might have even heard it before. So that pastor would get up and they'd say this little saying, and the whole church would repeat it, and they would say, God says it. We believe it, that. Yeah, some of you have been there. They usually did it right before the offering. Because they'd say, God says it, I believe it, that sells it, tithing. There's only one problem with that statement. You only need two parts. God says it, that settles it. It don't matter if you believe it or not. If God said it, guess what? You know what? We don't believe the Bible's not true because we believe it. We believe the Bible because it's true.
Okay, with scriptural authority, being a disciple-making church, it's not based off of what we think. Mm. We're not the model.
Right.
It's not a crossroads thing. It's not an impact discipleship thing.
That's right.
This is about how Jesus made disciples.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, I say this a lot that, you know, when and I say this a lot of times in a service on a weekend, that if I don't say at some point in the first 5 or 10 minutes, turn in your Bibles to, then there's a problem, right? Because we don't need to be speaking out of just our life experience or out of our own opinion. Mm-hmm. We need to be speaking out of the truth of God's Word. Mm. And so ultimately, God's Word is the standard that we do everything by in both life and ministry. And so to your point, so God's word is where we get the model for a disciple-making focus and a disciple-making ministry. But not only that, really scriptural authority is how we navigate everything in life and how we navigate.
It's a compass.
It is a compass. And so it gives us the direction that we need to go in. And so what kind of amazes me sometimes, Lance, is how many people that I talk to that will show up at our church, and it just blows my mind that a lot of people will come in and just say, you know, we've been looking for a church that just teaches the Bible. And I'm just like, well, what else are you teaching, you know? And so it's sad, but I think there's, and that's just because I hear that. I hear people say that. And so so we definitely believe that if you're a disciple-making church, you're walking by the right values. One of those values is that God's word is not just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. God's word is, it is the truth. It is God breathed. It is his word. It's his message. And that's how we need to guide.
I agree. And one thing that I've heard before is how, I know we're a New Testament church, but a lot of pastors that I've talked to people have said that their pastor mainly preaches out of the New Testament, and they don't understand how the whole Bible goes together. One thing I appreciate about your style of preaching is we cover an Old Testament book and we cover a New Testament book, because it, I mean, if we didn't have the Old Testament, we wouldn't have most of the New Testament.
Absolutely. That's right. And Jesus made it really clear that he didn't come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill the law.
Amen.
And so in order to understand the new, you have to know the old, really. And so, we believe that those two go together. So anyway, that's one of our values. We want to be a church that's committed to the Word of God. and that it really guides all that we do. So, hopefully all of these values that we've talked about all the way back from the beginning, where we've talked about, being really culturally relevant, to having small groups, to having spiritually qualified leaders, all these values, we'd be happy to come and share more information and help people to figure out. I would just say this: every church needs to have a list of values that help people know what their philosophy of ministry is. And so, again, know what you believe, but also know how you're going to go about ministry. So hopefully this will help all the people that are listening, and they'll be able to wrestle with the idea of what are the values of our church.
Amen. And we encourage you to like, share this on social media with others. Invite other pastors to come along with you. One thing that we have coming up, and I'm always excited about it every year, I look forward to it, is the Disciple Making Summit.
That's right. It's going to be easy for you to say.
Disciple Making Summit is going to be January 31st, February 1st of 2025. And you can go now on our website at impactdisciples.com, and you can register now and go ahead and sign up and get your spot. We're also going to be doing Elevate workshops before the event that Friday morning on January 31st, where we do Disciple Making Pastor, Disciple Making Church, and we'll have some other workshops as well. Mm-hmm. Our speakers that we've already have committed to this event is Mac Lake, Dan Spader, who discipled you, and Mark Danzy are going to be with us this year. And it's going to be an awesome time. You're not going to want to miss it. It's a great opportunity with the breakouts to help get every aspect of your church discipled.
Absolutely.
Every leader that's overseeing those.
It will be a wise investment of your time and money. And every year it's been growing. This will be, I think, our fifth year to do the Disciple Making Summit. So jump in early, get your name, get registered, bring a team with you, and bring some folks in your church. If you want to either ignite the flame for disciple making, or just pour gas on the fire.
Amen.
This is the place to be, man.
It is. And really, I love about this event, too, that compared to other conferences, it's very economical. You can afford to bring the whole team. Really, the most expensive thing is going to be getting here.
Well,
we thank y'all for joining us today. Encourage you again, share this with others, and we'll see you next time.